clean up your whole backyard. Get into your business.
Welcome back, y'all, to Rosie on the House, where we continue our ongoing education of the Arizona homeowner for the purpose of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend, giving you the information you need to make the right choices for service providers in, out, and about, and on your property. Thank you for tuning in. We've brought some special guests in this morning that want to talk about termites for the next half hour. If you have any concern, question, or anxiety about termite activity at your home, give us a ring. We've got the experts in studio right here to talk to you today. 1-888-767-4348. We've got Mike Saldivar, General Manager of Action Termite. Mike, thanks a bunch for coming in, my friend.
Thank you for having us, Rosie.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity. And we've brought a doctor into the room today, a doctor of termites, Dr. Freder Medina, tech rep for BASF. Dr. Freder, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's great to be here. This is a great opportunity.
We don't get doctors in our studio very often.
Well,
you got enough initials after your letter. You could spell like a whole alphabet soup after this thing.
No, you just forget those letters. Don't worry about it.
Well, tell us, what does a doctor, market development specialist, professional and specialty solutions doctor do for BASF?
Okay.
And what's BASF?
BASF, it's a German company. It stands for Badech Anilin und Soda Fabrik, which is basically, you know, we've been in the business for 150 years, and it started. We started with a few, very few chemicals, and since a long time ago, we started buying different companies and producing more chemicals, and now we manufacture paints. We do a lot of things in the construction industry. I would say probably 80% of what's on the Ford vehicle these days are polymers and plastics made by BASF. And, of course, we got a specialty solutions group, which is basically, you know, our pest control group. And we divide that group into three sections, ornamentals, T&O, or turf and ornamentals, and the urban pest management group. So basically, that's what it stands for. In marketing development, you would just take a chemistry, a product, and we see the benefits of it. So we create, you know, the labels, the laws for, you know, how to use a product and when to use it. And that's all we do.
Now, I know this is the first time we've met, but Mike knows me long enough to know that in my world, that if a little bit does a little bit of good, a whole lot does a lot better good, right?
Yes.
is that the way it always worked with y'all's product?
Yes, it does.
Mike, I know y'all are pretty particular about the way y'all train your guys to handle the material.
Absolutely. We spend hours and hours and hours of training. You know, we go to training every week. It's just constant training our guys, especially on, you know, it changes every day. Things change, you know, new technologies. One of the things we're going to talk about today,
yes,
is a new technology. It's been great for us so far. We've been working closely with Freder and BASF on this product.
Well, let's talk a little bit historically about how we have combated termites here in Arizona. You know, when I broke into the trades in the 60s and the 70s, we had a product that we sprayed just before the concrete truck showed up as a barrier to termites getting in through the slab. The EPA changed the formulation. Can you kind of take me through what happened there? Because there for a while, we were really struggling on trying to find another way to combat termites.
Yeah, I mean, some of the products that were used, I mean, back then, I mean, you know, prior to in the mid-80s, before that, you know, everyone's heard of chlordane, you know.
Yeah.
Chlordane was a product that lasted a long time, but it was bad for the environment. So they started after that point, they came out with different types of products that just didn't work very well.
I'm trying to remember some of the name. Was it Dursban?
Dursban. There was Demon. There was a whole bunch of them. There's a whole list of them, but they just, you know, they just weren't very good products.
Well, about the same time they made us take lead out of paint, we kept trying to find, you know, other bonding agents for the paint to make it last as well and as long and hold up as durable as the old paint used to as well. So we go through this evolution, and we're kind of we're in this search on how to combat the termites. Termidor, I think it first hit my radar screen, I want to say 15 years ago. Is that about right?
It was about right. It was, I believe it was early 90s.
Yeah, okay.
It was in the late 90s.
Late 90s, I'm sorry.
In 2001, mm-hmm. I think it was acquired by BASF.
Okay. Yeah, so it was about the late 90s, early 2000 that it came on my screen. And I did some research to it, and it just seemed like it was the product with a 100% result rate to it. And so y'all have been Termidor applicators for a long time, but now Termidor has taken it to another level?
Absolutely. I mean, Termidor has come out with different variations over the years, and they've all been great. I mean, Termidor was a game changer when it came on the market. But the latest thing is the Termidor High Precision, and it's we've been working with it. It's been on the market since January of 14 is when we got it, and I believe we were the first company in the world to receive that technology. And we did some training, a little bit of some testing prior to that, but we've had excellent results with it so far. And I'll let Fredder talk a little bit about it because he's one of the main guys there with it.
All right, so it's Termidor on steroids.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's actually, you know, let me go back a little bit on the history. When we first started with Termidor, there's been some improvements to that label. At one point, we included ants into the general pest label. And then another point, we actually started, you know, looking at the way we apply it and finding a better and more efficient way to do it without compromising the results. So we've been changing the labels on and on. Then we came up with the Termidor HE high efficiency is what Mike are using for the most part these days. And the whole idea was to save time and money and being able to provide the same quality service with the same product. Now we have in the market the Termidor High Precision Injection System or Termidor High Precision Termiticide. So this termiticide is labeled specifically to be used with this system. And the system is basically a delivery method to put this termiticide into the ground.
Okay.
And what happens is in the current ways of doing termite control, you would have to dig a trench around the house. So it was very disturbing to the landscaping. And taking into account, like when you have obstacles like you do here, like big rocks, things like that make it really hard. If you had a slope, you had to do certain things.
Oh, yeah, sure.
To make sure that you got the product distributed evenly throughout around the perimeter of the property or the foundation. So we came up with this technology that allows you to inject it into the ground, and it always injects the same depth, which is 12 inches, and that way you don't have to dig a trench anymore around the house.
Labor and saving.
Yes. So you're going to see a lot of savings in time that the technicians have to spend on these accounts. You're going to see a very even, uniform distribution of the termiticide around the structure, and at the end, you're going to be saving time, money, labor. So it's a win-win situation without losing any of the quality of the product, Termidor product.
Okay. We've got a caller that's on the line right now we're going to take, and he's wanting to know about, well, what y'all's perception of do-it-yourself termite and pest control is. Let's get into that just a little bit. Eric, calling from Peoria, good morning. Thanks for calling Rosie on the House.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. What are you combating? What are you trying to get done?
Well, I bought a custom home 2 years ago, and it was reported that it had termites, and I see evidence of them drilling through the slab and doing an injection-type treatment, but that was several years ago. And we did have the home treated when we first bought it, but I'm beginning to see evidence, I believe, of what are tubes coming through a wall from the inside out.
Where are you seeing these, Eric?
Coming right through the sheetrock.
Okay.
It's about eye level, maybe, but we've seen other spots. So there was some oak trim that I had to remove that had some damage. I don't know if it was new or old, but I recently purchased some Bifen online, and I was just wondering what the best method of applying that would be. I don't have a machine that will inject the liquid. So what are my alternatives?
Well, I mean, one of the problems you're going to run into with a product with the Bifin, I mean, it's not a bad product, but it's the problem with it, it's a repellent type termiticide. So all you're going to do is chase the termites from one place to another with a product like that.
It's not a poison. It doesn't eradicate the termites.
Yeah, it's a different chemistry than the Termidor. The Termidor is designed to, you know, infect and eradicate the colony, where this product's designed to push the termites away from the area that's been treated. So that's one of the problems you might run into with a product like that. And with them, when they're coming through the drywall like that, and I haven't seen the construction, so I'm not sure what type of slab it is. And so that's something that would have to be determined. But more than likely, they're coming up from underneath the house somewhere. So the only way to get to that point would be drilling through the concrete from the interior of the house or going through the foundation itself to get underneath the house and apply the product. So it does take some specialized equipment that would make it kind of hard to do as a homeowner without having that equipment.
I mean, y'all's drill bits that you use actually stop. It detects if it's going up against a plumbing line or up against electric line, and I mean, so you're not arbitrarily drilling through.
Right. We use a product. Basically, it's a stop box, and what it does is, as we're drilling through the foundation, it's designed to, if it hits any type of metals, it will shut the drill down to keep from drilling through plumbing.
Or post-tension.
Post-tension, yeah. Post-tensions get tricky. We've had to drill some post-tension slabs, and because they do crack, believe it or not, they do crack.
They do.
But, you know, that's a whole other mess with metal detectors and different sets of equipment we have for that type of stuff.
Okay. Well, when we get back, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, what's Eric's options. He's got this product that's a deterrent, okay?
Right.
And so we're going to move the colony, probably. Dr. Federer was talking about the characteristics of our termites in Arizona and how they are different from termites in other parts of the world, and also the concept about how often do they need to come up out of the ground and how many termites live in the ground under each home. We'll cover those three things when we get back right after this.